Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy.
A few things trending this morning. Russell Wilson and Ciara, they've been together for quite some time. It's well known that they don't hook up.
I don't understand that whole
They're
thing.
They're such a good-looking couple, too. Yeah. I have a hard time not hooking up with them.
And the thing is, and I don't know if they do or they don't sleep together, who knows. But, like, how can you lay next to someone who's, like, super hot and you can't touch them?
We call them relationship nights. It's when you talk about your future together.
And feelings and stuff,
How was your day?
But the problem
that's what you say.
That's 24/7 for him. Like, how can you, and also for her as well. But, you know, I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know who's better looking. Who would that be harder for? And you can't just say the male.
No, I think equally, probably. But it's just weird how you can.
Because he's got some, like, sexy job, puts on tights and throws a football. And she's a singer.
Yeah, I sing.
Nobody cares.
I just don't know how they managed to make that happen. But they do.
He tweets her yesterday. I kissed her, and she had honey sweet lips that were lilac soft with a loving and affectionate personality.
Right.
So everybody, women across the globe. Oh, Russell Wilson.
You could be that sweet, Russell. It's still not getting you the prize.
Yeah. And one of his Twitter followers goes that he Googled how to describe a beautiful woman. That's my trick. I Google things. Nice things to say. What do people with feelings say? Somebody who has an emotion. What is that? What are emotions?
You've used Google a lot.
I do. More. I have a list of things. I'm like, and I have an alert set to my phone, like, time to say something nice. It's been a week.
So funny.
Hey, things are going well, though. It works.
It's working.
So that's what, when in doubt, Google it out. That's my advice. America's favorite movie star. I'm surprised by this. Coming in number six, Sandra Bullock. She was the first actress to make the list. Coming in number six.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence came in at seven. But the number one, the top actor, the America's favorite movie star, Tom Hanks.
That doesn't surprise me. There's something about Tom Hanks, whether you like him or whether you don't, he's like Mr. America of actors. You know what I mean? He's like,
he is. He's won it a few times: 2002, 2004, 2005, and 2013. So it's his fifth year winning it.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks looks like he's missing part of a chromosome, and I always feel bad for the actress who has to kiss him. You're like, I've made it to Hollywood. I got to make out with Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
you could have put Bradley Cooper in this role. You could put Ryan Reynolds in this role.
But no, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Shamar Moore. I got Tom Hanks to kiss. That would be my luck. I would make it all the way to Hollywood, get a big acting role, and they'd be like, yeah, you're going to play Tom Hanks' love interest.
Well, as I say, yeah, but for you, though, and as your luck would go, for everyone else, they just get a kissing scene. For you, you'll have the full scene to have to go through. It's really weird.
I have a sock on.
My daughter, Macy, she loves Tom Hanks.
Your daughter's such a creep.
She's really
for
weird.
For being 12, she is a creep.
Like, she just watched Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons. Mm-hmm. She loves both of those movies. It's very strange. It really is.
So, Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.